Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tech Talk, a fun and accessible technology show where everything is discussed in plain English, even if you don't know the difference between an MP3, DVD, and LCD. Sure, we cover tech topics like computers and great websites, televisions and cell phones, digital cameras and GPS units, but it's all in a language you can understand. Tech Talk is sponsored by Microsoft's LifeCam. Share life as it happens with live video chats over the internet. It's easy with the Microsoft LifeCam web camera. And you can chat for free with friends and family anywhere in the world with Windows Live Messenger. Well, I hope everyone is enjoying their weekend, if you've shoveled yourself out by now, that is. So those in a relationship know what this week is. Valentine's Day is on Thursday, February the 14th. And yes, while it's basically a Hallmark holiday, if you will, many women and men take this day to show appreciation to one another. But this year, I'm asking you to resist the predictable. I mean, why buy your sweetie flowers or bath soaps when you can wow your better half with some hot, high-tech goodies? Oh, granted, I know, digital cameras and for her or GPS devices for him cost more than a box of chocolates from the corner store. But isn't your significant other worth it? And won't they get more out of an MP3 player than fattening bonbons? Lovebirds who really want to impress their significant other this year should stay tuned to today's Tech Talk for some tech toy ideas for him or her and a few tips on what features to look for. And as you'll see, or rather hear this hour, you don't have to break the bank for a thoughtful and practical gift that she will love or he will love. I'll tell you what giveaways I've got for today's show in a moment, but I'd like to open the lines to ask you high-tech gadgets and gizmos you'd like to receive this Valentine's Day. Have you been waiting to get a digital camera from your significant other, but they haven't bought one yet? Well, maybe it's time to drop the hint because there's a lot of specials on this week. Or if you're planning on buying a non-conventional Valentine's Day gift, a tech toy this year for your better half, please feel free to call with questions on what to look for, just so you make an educated purchase. And I'll share with you, of course, some recommended gadgety Valentine's Day gifts as well. Or, you know, I'll even extend it to if you've received a tech gift for Christmas and you still haven't figured it out yet, like a camera or a music player, computer or TV, you can call for some help as well. The numbers to call us here on News Talk 1010 CFRB and the Tech Talk Show are 416-872-1010, toll free 1-800-561-CFRB if you're outside of the Toronto area, or star 8255, just punch in star talk on your cell phone. It's also a free call. Okay, we have two cool giveaways. You know, they may not be the sexiest of gifts for Valentine's Day, but they're pretty cool for yourself, or if you want to give it to somebody else, that's all good. So the last caller just before 1 p.m., during the Tech Talk show was going to win the Microsoft Wireless Laser Mouse 8000, which is a $90 wireless mouse that has a little docking station that it sits on to recharge the built-in battery. So again, you know, your wife, girlfriend, fiance, however, may look at this if you gave that to her over dinner on Valentine's Day and with a little, thanks for the thought. But it might be time to upgrade your mouse. We've got that great wireless mouse that uses Bluetooth technology, which we often see in cell phones and little wireless headsets, but now on your personal computer. Also, the first caller after the 12:30 break is going to win. Oh, and gamers are going to love this, computer gamers. We've got a keyboard called the Reclusa. It's a joint effort between Microsoft and Razer, a company that's known for making gaming peripherals. And it's a backlit keyboard. It's all black, very mysterious looking. And in the dark, it's got this blue backlit option, which is pretty cool. And it's designed for gamers. It's got customizable keys that you can use in your gaming. So you press one button, it does a bunch of functions. And very, very fast response. That's valued at $110. So together, our two giveaways this hour are worth $200. And that, again, so the Reclusa keyboard is going to go to the first caller after 12:30. The wireless laser mouse 8000 from Microsoft is going to go away to the last caller just before 1 p.m. Our theme this hour is great Valentine's Day gifts that are a little out of the ordinary, not flowers or chocolates or bath soaps once again this year. I'm encouraging those to think a little bit differently. Get something cool, like a digital photo frame for the misses who can use these things to appreciate all the photos they've taken of the kids, of the grandkids. And I'll tell you what some of the cool features are in these digital photo frames. Also, before I forget, after the 12:30 break, we're also going to spend a couple of minutes on the phone with Microsoft Canada's Elliot Katz, who will explain about this new Windows Vista Service Pack 1, what it's all about, where to get it, who it's for. Again, this is a new update, a significant one, called the Windows Vista Service Pack 1. We're going to be joined by Microsoft's Elliot Katz on the phone just for a couple minutes so he can give us an idea of what it is, who it's for, how to get it, and, you know, again, what's the significance of it. So we'll be chatting with Elliot after 12:30. But let's open the lines. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, *8255 on your cell phone. So you know what I want to do while we're waiting for the lines to light up? Usually every other Monday on Global TV, I have a segment called Deal or No Deal, where I go through the electronics flyers and I highlight with a Sharpie marker what I think is a great deal and why, or something that you might want to pass on. So tomorrow, here's a little sneak peek for CFRB listeners. I'm going to tell you what I'm choosing and I'm going to be showing tomorrow. And this is a special Valentine's Day theme of Deal or No Deal. So my first deal is a pink iPod Nano, an 8 GB model. So that's about 2,000 songs. That's on sale at Best Buy for $169. So you can get it in different colors, but I know my wife would love this pink one. Again, stores up to 2,000 songs, 8 hours of video, or 8,000 photos. It's on sale for $169. And why is this a deal? Well, not only is it a great product, but it's $199 at Future Shop. So it's $30 less at Best Buy than it is at Future Shop. I've got both flyers right in front of me. It's the exact same product. Future Shop is advertising this pink iPod Nano, 8 GB, $199. Best Buy, $169, $30 off for the same product. If that's too steep for you for a Valentine's Day gift, and I understand, you can also get a pink Creative Zen player that can store 500 songs for $49. Not bad. That's less than you're going to spend on dinner and wine, or maybe even less than a dozen roses and a card. Right? So $49 for a tiny little MP3 player that also has an FM radio, 500 songs, 10 hours battery life. It's from a company called Creative, 2 GB MP3 player for your missus, for the love of your life, for Valentine's Day. So that's not a bad one, huh? You know, after this break, we are going to go to the lines, but I'm going to tell you some more deals and no deals as well. And of course, hear from you. I want to know what you're hoping to get this Valentine's Day gift, or if you want to buy something high tech for him or her. You want to ask me my opinion on it, what to look for, give me a holler. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, *8255 on your cell phone. But right now, the time is 12:17. Let's check in with the CFRB Pizza All Day Traffic Center. Welcome back to Tech Talk. Thursday, Valentine's Day, February 14th. Circle it. Don't forget it. You could pay the price. So we're talking about, you know, hey, this is a show about technology. I thought it would be fun to talk about some high-tech gift ideas for him or her this coming Valentine's Day. And I concede that these can be more pricey than a bouquet of flowers or a box of chocolates from Shoppers Drug Mart. But, you know, isn't your better half worth it? Couldn't they use something really cool that's high tech that they haven't yet received, maybe over the holidays or for their birthday? Maybe a really small little MP3 player that they can exercise with, or, you know, help that commute on the way to work so you can listen to free podcasts in your car. How about a digital camera to capture life's memories? Camcorder. You know, there's so many great ideas. For those who already have a digital camera, what about a digital photo frame that you can mount on your wall or put on your desk? And it cycles through hundreds or even thousands of digital photos every few seconds, minutes, days, or weeks. And you choose how often they rotate through all those images. Some really good ideas. But I'm asking you, what would you like to get for Valentine's Day instead of flowers or chocolates this year? Or if you are planning on buying a high-tech gift for your better half, please feel free to call me with some tips, some advice that you need to ensure you're making a good purchase. We have a little couple of gifts of our own for calling in for two of you that are calling in. The first person after 12:30 who gets on the air is going to win the Reclusa gaming keyboard for Windows. And the last caller before 1 p.m. is going to win a wireless laser mouse 8000. And this is for also for Windows platform. And it comes with its own recharger. Because a lot of people, they love the wireless mice, but they get aggravated that they have to buy batteries for it. This has a built-in rechargeable battery and a little docking station that you put the mouse on when it's not in use. So it's always charged up for you. Good stuff. And these are worth $200 collectively. And we would love to hear from you. In order to give them away. 1-800-561-CFRB, *8255 on your cell phone, or in Toronto, 872-1010. That's 416-872-1010. Let's start off with Ted in downtown Toronto. Ted, you're on News Talk 1010.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Thanks for calling.
Good. Listen, I'm thinking of getting an iPod for my good wife so that she can listen to our wedding song on or long commutes through the subway system.
Great.
But I'm also wondering, can I get a little video screen on that? I'd like to download, we have a video of the artist who played our wedding song, and so that you can not only look at it, but see it too. What would you recommend?
So absolutely. So the product, so a lot of people want to know the difference between an iPod and an MP3 player. And the answer is they are one and the same. The iPod is just the most popular kind of MP3 player on the market, but there are many others to choose from. What I did talk about earlier, Ted, was the iPod Nano, which has a little, I believe, 2.5-inch screen that does show video. So you can show video as well as play music and look at photos as well, and play games as well. You could play Sudoku on these things, or Texas Hold'em, or Pac-Man, Tetris. So the iPod Nano is on sale at Best Buy. There's a pink version if you think your wife would like that, and it's $169 opposed to almost everywhere else $199. If that is too steep, there, you know, you can get a video MP3 player that's not iPod based for about $100. You know, about $100, but it won't be a quote-unquote iPod. It'll be from a Samsung or a SanDisk. And soon, Microsoft will have their Zune players, which are pretty cool. We will be hearing more about that on this show and giving them away as well. So, hope that answers your question. I'm sure your wife would love an iPod Nano for Valentine's Day. Who wouldn't? I know my wife would as well. Let's go to Lee on the line. Lee from Palgrave. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
That's good. I would love a cell phone. My husband is Scottish, and we keep on getting everybody else's old, broken cell phone. And we do pay-as-you-go, and we have this small contract where we pay $10 a month. And I don't want to let that go, and they won't. If you use your $10, then they just put $10 back on your credit card. Mm-hmm. But I'd like to have something that I can, you know, depend upon. And what I have, it's like it's somebody else's old, run-down, awful
right
phone.
I get you. Now, so with pay-as-you-go, sometimes, depending on your carrier, you're restricted as to which kind of phone you can use with that, because it's not a contracted monthly plan. It's a pay-as-you-go. So whether it's TELUS or Rogers or Bell or Virgin, sometimes you're limited on which kind of phone you can use on that service. So who's your carrier now?
Bell.
Bell is your carrier, so you use the Bell pay-as-you-go. Mm. So if you're using it, so I'm assuming you're using it mainly to chat, not to write messages to one another.
It stays in my purse, and the only time I really use it is if I'm out and I can't get the kids off the bus.
Right.
Or if I'm out and about and my husband's heard that there's been an accident and he figures that I'm in this area that my zone is, he calls just to check to see if it was me.
I get it. So you're only just using it for necessity, just not for luxury, really, but just
not
when
at
you
all,
need it.
No.
Yeah. So I would go with, you know, an inexpensive $50 to $100 phone that won't break in the short run. I'm a fan of some of these Samsung MP3 players. MP3 players. It was a slip.
That's okay. I heard you talking about them before.
You know, it's a slip, but it's not, because almost every phone you buy these days can also double as an MP3 player. So there's one called the U740 from Samsung that's also called the double flip phone. And it looks like a regular clamshell phone, but you can open it vertically, but if you want to open it horizontally, it opens up a little screen and you can, you know, check your email, write a message. So you don't need to use it. And also with pay as you go, you may be limited on your data plan as well. And that refers to email, you know, text messaging and web access and all that. But should you decide you want that down the road, that will be worth it. And that's a Bell phone. It's the Samsung Double Flip. I think it's about $99, but it may depend on the commitment, you know, that you want to give Bell instead of a pay-as-you-go. But that's, in my opinion, one of the better Bell phones on the market for sort of all-around use. So good stuff there. And thanks for the call, Lee. That's great. And I hope you do get a nice Valentine's Day present this Thursday. All right, we got to take another short break. When we return, we're going to give away our first prize, go to the phones, talk with Elliot Katz from Microsoft about the new Windows Vista Service Pack 1, and of course, get back to our Valentine's Day theme and get back to the lines. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk in moments. Welcome back to Tech Talk. This show is sponsored by Microsoft's LifeCam. Share life as it happens with live video chats over the internet. It's easy with the Microsoft LifeCam web camera. And you can chat for free with friends and family anywhere in the world with Windows Live Messenger. Hey, as promised, we're going to go to the phone in a moment and chat with Microsoft Canada, speaking of Microsoft, with Elliot Katz, who is going to explain, you know, what this new Windows Vista Service Pack 1 is all about. But before we do, I promised we're going to give away our first prize of two this hour related to our Valentine's Day gift guide theme. So without further ado, let's go to Joan in Scarborough. Joan, hey, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You've won yourself this Reclusa keyboard. It's a really neat-looking dark black keyboard with blue highlights. Congrats.
All right.
Do you have a question or comment?
I do. We wanted to increase the memory on our computer.
Okay.
We want to know how best way to go about it.
That's romantic, Joan. Yeah, let me tell you.
We decided we'll spend the money on each other. We'll spend and buy something we both want.
I hear you. I'm only teasing you.
That's okay.
So that's what you're going to do. This. So do you have a question about it, or you just wanted to...
When you would go to a store and they would put the extra memory on. Now we have a 256. Now I understand you can only increase your memory to 5. Everything I want needs the 512.
Yeah, I would even say more, a gigabyte or 2 gigabytes of RAM, because system memory has really dropped in price. Now, if you're not comfortable doing it yourself, because there is different kinds of memory, it can get confusing. Even though you don't need any tools to install them, they just snap in. It sounds like if it's 256 megs of memory, it's a slightly older computer. The newer RAM, as it's called, or system memory, in other words, may not fit because it only takes a certain amount. So I would, bring it into your local big box store. It shouldn't be too painful. And you can always call ahead and say, look, I want to buy a gig of RAM, to replace my 256. You know, how much is it going to cost? Just so there's no surprises going in. But, hardly a romantic thing. But, hey, maybe for Joan and her better half, this is how they want to spend it. That's all good. And congratulations for winning the Microsoft keyboard. At the end of the show, we're going to give away that wireless laser mouse 8000 worth $90 to the person who gets on just before we chat with Christina Cherneski about what's coming up on her show. But before we go back to the Valentine's Day theme, I've been getting a lot of email from CFRB listeners saying, hey, I understand there's this new Windows Vista Service Pack 1 coming out. It's on the front page of CNET.com right now, CNET.com. So I thought it would be great timing to have Elliot Katz from Microsoft Canada come on the show and talk with us about what is this upgrade? What is this Service Pack 1? Elliot, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.
All right. So it's called Windows Vista Service Pack 1. It sounds like it's a bit self-explanatory, but maybe you can give us some insight as to what it is exactly.
Sure. Service Pack 1 is an update to Windows Vista. It's an accumulation of all of the updates and fixes and improvements that we've made to Windows Vista over the past year, plus several other ones that are brand new to the Service Pack. So what it does is it updates Windows Vista to all the latest and the greatest software from an operating perspective that our customers have been asking for.
Because when you ship an operating system, which is sort of the heart of any computer, it's very much an organic-like program, because although when it's shipped and pressed on CD and it's purchased by consumers, it's ready for prime time, but with software, there can always be upgrades and there can always be little things that were caught that are fixed. And so it is very much an organic-like process, right? Fixing and updating your PC.
Absolutely. So when we ship an operating system, you know, all great care is taken to make sure that the operating system works perfectly. But there are so many different kinds of computers and so many different kinds of devices and software applications out there that unfortunately you can never catch everything. So we start off, you know, with the intention of having it work 100% with every device and every application that's out there. But invariably, there's some that don't work properly at the beginning. And over the year that we've, you know, been since Windows Vista was launched, all kinds of improvements are made.
Also, for those who use Windows Vista, and if you've ever been asked, you know, do you mind sending this information to Microsoft if there was error, a little error or something? You, the customer, are helping make these changes because with your feedback, with your input that you're giving, they're able to collect and organize and assess the key issues and then create a repair for it, a fix for it. So for those who do volunteer to give this information back to Microsoft, you know, you're helping with this upgrade, which is good stuff. So I guess my next questions, Elliot, are, you know, how much does it cost and where do you get it?
Okay, well, Service Pack 1 is free, and it will be available as a download. So it's being rolled out in phases, and with anything else, we kind of roll it out in phases so that we can judge how well it's going. All of our beta testing to date indicating that it's ready to go, and so we roll it out in phases. The first phase is our subscribers to our Microsoft Developer Network and our TechNet, our technical subscription services, they get it first, and as that continues to roll quick, you know, well, out into the marketplace, around mid-March, it's going to be available from the Microsoft Download Center. That's Microsoft.com/downloads.
Okay.
As well as from our Windows Update Center. That's about mid-March. And then in mid-April, we will start automatically providing it to anybody that has Windows Vista today.
So in about 2 months or so, for regular consumers, they'll get some sort of notification on their computer if they're online that there is this update available to download?
Correct.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Or they can go to our download center and request that they be downloaded to their PC. And at the same time frame, in about the April time frame, all of the PCs in the stores that people are going to buy and the boxed product of Windows Vista will also have Windows Vista SP1 or Service Pack 1 included.
Excellent. Elliot, thank you very much for joining us today. That's Elliot Katz from Microsoft Canada, all about Windows Vista Service Pack 1. You can always email me, techtalk@cfrb.com, if you have any follow-up questions. But now the time is 12:41, so let's check in with the CFRB Pizza Pizza All Day Traffic Center. On this pre-Valentine's Day edition, we are talking about some recommended high-tech gifts for her and him. Talked about tiny little pink MP3 players and sleek digital cameras, even photo frames, digital photo frames that don't just show one paper photo. They cycle through hundreds or even thousands of your favorite photos, freeing them from your computer's hard drive. Because otherwise, you know the drill with a digital camera. It is great that you could take pictures and, you know, reuse that memory card, see the photo right after you've taken it. But let's face it, once you dump those photos onto your computer, you rarely do anything with them other than look at them from time to time. Maybe email the odd one. With a digital photo frame, which start at about $79 or so, you can, you know, put it anywhere you'd put a regular photo frame, but they cycle through all of your photos in a slideshow format, sometimes even set to music. Very cool stuff. So that's, I think, you know, a good recommended Valentine's Day gift. For this coming Thursday. Other ones, again, are, you know, GPS units for guys. Let's face it, we don't like to ask for directions. Cell phones, we've talked about that this hour, heard from someone who would love a new cell phone as a Valentine's Day gift. So I'd love to hear from you. What would you love to get this year instead of flowers or candy? Or if you're looking to buy a high-tech gift this year for Valentine's Day and need some advice on what to look for, please give me a call. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, or *8255 on your cell phone. The last caller before 1 p.m. is going to win that wireless mouse from Microsoft, the 8000, with a recharger base. Valued at $90. Great little gift for yourself or for a loved one. All right, let's go back to the lines because we need to, and I want to. Let's go to Orvin from Etobicoke. Hey there, Orvin.
Yeah, how you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Yeah, I was calling about the GPS systems.
Mm-hmm.
There's Reality View and there's the regular one. Reality View.
Reality View.
Yeah. You know,
okay.
Like you're seeing the highway. Like I'm looking at the Future Fly here.
Okay.
Future Shop Flyer.
Right. Okay, yeah, I'm looking at it too, and it's called Reality View. So is this like using something like Google Maps where it's got that satellite view?
Yeah.
Okay, because that's a new feature that we're going to start seeing a lot more in the near future. But, you know, it's not really that popular yet because it's kind of harder to see where you're going with these I'm looking at the Navigon ones. I see what you're saying here. Yeah. So, I mean, I like the idea, but I still think that, A, it's early, and I'm never a fan of buying a new technology when it's new because they always work out the kinks and increase the feature set and drop the price after, you know, second, third generation. Also, I don't know anything about this Navigon brand. I've seen it in more and more these days. I'm partial to Garmin and TomTom myself and Mio as well. But this Reality View, from what I've seen, is that they can be confusing because they're sort of meshing satellite imagery, if this is what I think it is, meshing satellite imagery with roadmaps. And, you know, really, you're not really looking at your GPS unit that much. You shouldn't be when you're driving. It's more of an audio navigation thing. And then it's the glancing at a red light just to ensure that you're going the right way. So for $500, I'd probably say you don't need to spend $500 on a GPS unit. That's, you know, just food for thought. Let's go to Andrew in Guelph. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Not only will I be buying probably flowers and the chocolates and all that, but I have something more practical in mind. Our computer is very slow, and every time my wife sits down on it, it takes forever to get to a state where you can actually accept a key click or a mouse click. I'm interested in getting something that will do a sweep to clean up the computer, or even after that's done, something to protect it from viruses. It's so annoying that we can't really do anything with the computer without waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting.
And often the slowdown isn't just, could be a virus. It could also be something called spyware, which you've probably heard about, which is a Trojan program. You're downloading one thing, but there's really a nasty sort of program inside of that that you don't know about that lies on your computer, and it can slow down performance, report on your internet surfing behavior, hijack your homepage. So when you open up your web browser, it's not the homepage you're used to going to. It's now some sort of shopping, you know, or puts a toolbar. I mean, it's a number of things. So you should get a product that is both virus and spyware. It's about $30, $40 a year. I'm a fan of Symantec, so there's the Norton family. But before you buy antivirus, you know what you should do? If you're using high-speed Rogers or high-speed Bell, you should check into it because it could be included for free. A lot of people don't know that they're now starting to throw in antivirus as incentive to sign you up. So before you renew your antivirus subscription, you should check with your ISP, your internet service provider, to see if they include free antivirus for, you know, to keep you as a customer. Good stuff. All right, we got to take one more short break. When we return, more Valentine's Day gift ideas and, of course, giving away that wireless mouse. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Tech Talk. The show is sponsored by Microsoft's LifeCams. Share life as it happens with live video chats over the internet. It's easy with the Microsoft LifeCam web camera, and you can chat for free with friends and family anywhere in the world with Windows Live Messenger. We're chatting about hot, high-tech Valentine's Day gift ideas. You don't have to break the bank. You can find things for $30, $40 that, you know, I think are a little bit more original than flowers and bonbons. So, you know, we're exchanging some ideas today on gifts for him and her, whether it's a tiny little MP3 player to work out with at the gym or a digital photo frame, something for your computer. And you can still have a nice dinner and wine as well. So it's all good. So let's go to, we have time to go to another caller before we give away our prize. We got Earl in North York. Hi, Earl.
Hi, how are you? I was just listening to your blurb as I was talking, but my idea was a webcam.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's ours.
I'm in New York, and my daughter talks to her friends all the time, and it will pay for itself because my long-distance bill will go down to hopefully zero.
That's excellent, Earl. And I'm glad you brought it up, not just because LifeCam is the sponsor for today's show, but you're right. It's a money saver because not only can you chat for free around the world, but you can also do so with video. So it's amazing. You're not just talking to somebody, but now you can see them as well. And, hey, for those who have a long-distance relationship, you can use your imagination on what web cameras can do for you. So there you go. Web cameras, a great Valentine's Day gift for those who have a long distance relationship or for those who travel for work and want to keep in touch with their family and see them face to face. And an inexpensive gift. You can find them for as low as $20, these web cameras. All right. The last caller of the day and the winner of this wireless mouse from Microsoft is Grace from Brampton. Congratulations, Grace.
Oh, thank you.
You've got yourself the wireless laser mouse 8000 from Microsoft with built-in base charger station. Good stuff. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good. Do you have a quick question?
First time caller. No, I want to get my husband one of these picture frames, digital.
Uh-huh.
Where's the best place to get it?
There are some really good deals on at Tiger Direct. I don't know if there's a location near you. You can go to tigerdirect.ca. And there are some no-name brands, or I should say lesser-known brands, so not the Kodaks, if you will, at Best Buy and Future Shop as well, for as low as $79 for a 10-inch frame. So not bad, not bad at all. Just make sure it's got a good warranty, just in case. All right, coming up next, we've got Christina Chernesky. Hi, Christina.
Yeah, those things can get pricey, those digital frames, but what a good idea they are.
They are. The most expensive ones have built-in wireless, so you can, it'll access your photos on a computer in another room. Not a lot of us are going to use that, so you could save the money and just pop in your memory card.
Simple as that.
There you go.
Coming up, we've got the feng shui experts. Catherine and Russ Loader just walked into the building. We'll talk about why some stores are banning teenagers from coming into their businesses during the day.
Shouldn't they be at school?
Well, they should. I know. But anyway, I'll talk about that. And because it's so cold outside, we're going to find out how to brew the best cup of tea. And people will tell us how to do
that. What a great time. And I know my wife's going to want to listen to that.
Yeah, very interesting stuff.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much to Dwayne Bishop as well as Jill Malbouf, our wonderful screener. And to everybody who called in with some great suggestions on Valentine's Day high-tech gift ideas. Stay tuned for Christina Chernesky coming up next on News Talk 1010 CFRB.